Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
I've enjoyed this week sharing some of the news about Camp BIMI, Camp BIMI we call it, and I want to share it today, another testimony from a young lady who attended, and her testimony is called this, From Maybe to Yes, How God Used Camp BIMI to Deepen My Burden for Missions. I was born and raised in Jamaica, and the message of salvation was unfamiliar to me. I knew of God, but I didn't understand what it meant to be saved or to accept Christ as my Savior. But in the year 2020, during the COVID-19 pandemic, God allowed me to move to the United States, and it was there that my life changed forever. On February the 26th, 2022, I was invited to a teen activity at the church where I am now a member, and that night I heard the gospel clearly for the first time, and I accepted Christ as my Savior. And from that moment, the Lord began working in my heart, placing a deep burden and a call to missions. I wish I could say I responded immediately with willingness and obedience, but for about a year, my heart was hardened toward that call. But by God's grace, I had the opportunity to attend Camp BIMI, and it was there that God began softening my heart. Before attending, my understanding of missions was very limited. I thought it simply meant going from one country to another to tell people about Christ, but Camp BIMI gave me a much deeper understanding. I learned the threefold way that I can be involved in missions: praying for missionaries, supporting them financially, and going if God calls. I also greatly appreciated the sessions taught by the field directors. They addressed many aspects of missions and answered questions I didn't even realize I had. And during that week, I surrendered my life to the Lord for missions. And since then, I have prayed earnestly for God's direction. And through that process, He has taught me much patience and the importance of waiting on His perfect timing. Returning to Camp BIMI for week two was an exciting experience. Not only did I continue learning about missions, but I also had the opportunity to speak with the directors again personally and hear their burdens for their fields where they served. And my time at Camp BIMI has helped me grow spiritually and has greatly strengthened my prayer life. And I was especially convicted by the consistent emphasis on praying for more laborers, realizing how often I had fallen short in that area. Now, at the conclusion of my second week, I was challenged to seek the Lord fervently regarding His calling and to remain faithful to the ministry I now serve in. If you're struggling with your call or considering missions, I want to encourage you in three ways. First, seek the Lord earnestly. He's all-knowing, and He reveals His will in His time. And then second, seek godly counsel from your pastor and spiritual mentors. And then lastly, consider attending Camp BIMI. It has encouraged my growth in missions, provided directions on becoming a missionary, and offered wisdom from those who have served faithfully on the field. Although I'm still unsure where the Lord is leading me, whether locally or abroad, I am committed to serve faithfully in my local church until He makes His will clear. Michaela Raymond is this young lady and a Camp BIMI alumnus, and she's a college student from Maryland, and I appreciate her testimony, and I would encourage you, if you're interested in knowing more about Camp BIMI, go to our website, BIMI.org, and you'll find all the information you need right there.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050, or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.